The fourth parak focuses on the heichal. So what's the heichal? So in the prior parak, we talked about the area between the Mizbeach leading into the Ulam. So that was outside, and once somebody got to the Ulam, that was like an antechamber, fairly large, and that was the chamber before getting to the Heichal, which is also called the Kodesh, which is going to lead to the Kodesh Kadoshim. So in fact, it happens to be that there are three chambers back to back, the Ulam on the east side, on the west side is the Kodesh Kedoshim, and in between them is the Heichal. It's also called the Kodesh. Mishnah Aleph is going to focus on the entryway to go from the Ulam into the Heichal, and it starts as follows: Pischo shel Heichal, the entranceway to go into the Heichal, so going from the Ulam into the Heichal, is Gavo Esrim Amah. It has a height of 20 Amos, the Rachbo Eser Amos, and width, it's 10 Amos. So in other words, when you're walking into the door, going from one side of the door to the other side of the door, that's what we are calling the width. That is 10 Amos. But what's unique about this, in our typical door, you just walk through the doorpost under the lintel, and it's not very wide. Maybe it's a few inches wide. That's the whole thickness of the door, of the walls, of the room that you're walking into. When it came to going from the Ulam into the Heichal, the thickness of that wall was very significant. It was 6 Amos thick. So in effect, when we're walking from the Ulam to the Heichal, the area that we're walking through, the width of it is 10 Amos. That's on one side to the other side, 10 Amos. But you have to walk 6 Amos from going from the Ulam into entering the Heichal. So there's like a, we can call it like a massive entranceway, very thick entranceway, because the walls of the Heichal were that thick. They were 6 Amos thick. So you have to go from the Ulam to the Heichal. You're walking 6 Amos to go from one to the other. Now, what happened was that there were actually two sets of doors. There was one set of doors right at the entrance when one went from the Ulam into this entranceway. So when you go from the Ulam to the Heichal, right at the beginning of that 6 Amos thick, there are two doors that would open. They were 10, there were 5 Amos, each of them wide, and they were the whole height of the Heichal. So that was 20 Amos. So these walls are 20 Amos wide and 5 Amos, 20 Amos high and 5 Amos in width. And they were basically double doors when you start going from the Ulam to the Heichal. And when you reach the end of the 6 Amos thickness, there were another set of double doors. Same thing, they were 20 Amos high and 5 Amos wide, double doors. So two sets of double doors, one at the beginning of the 6 Amos, one at the end of the 6 Amos. And just to speak out before we read inside, the Shita of the Tana Kama is that those first set of doors, they actually had their doorpost in the entranceway itself. So they were located in the entranceway. And those doors, 5 by 5, each of the 5, would open inward. So they would open towards the Heichal, not outward towards the Ulam, but towards the Heichal. And effectively, they would cover the entire thickness of the wall, because the second set of doors, they actually had their doorpost on the inside of the Heichal, not in the entranceway itself. So they would open into the Heichal and they would flip back and cover the walls of the Heichal. So in other words, both of these sets of doors, they open in the same direction. They open towards the west, so towards the Heichal. And when they were fully open, the first set of doors would be folded back against the walls, against the thickness of the entranceway going from the Ulam and the Heichal. And then the second set of doors, those are the ones that were adjacent to the Heichal, went open all the way up. They opened into the Heichal, folded back, and they covered the walls inside the Heichal. So let's see this inside in the Mishnah. V'arva dlatos hayulo. There were 4 doors, so it's 2 sets of 2, 2 sets of double doors. Shtayim bifnim u'shtayim b'chutz. 2 of them were literally on the inside. That means that the hinges were inside this entranceway. Those are the doors on the eastern side going from the Ulam into the Heichal. But the first set of doors, so those hinges were bifnim u'shtayim b'chutz. And the second set of doors, so those are the doors that are adjacent to the Heichal itself, their hinges were actually inside the Heichal. It says in the Pasuk in Yechezkel, there were 2 sets of doors, 1 for the Heichal and 1 for the Kodesh. What that means is that one set for the Heichal itself and one for the Kodesh. That is the two sets of the doors. One set was on the going in from the Ulam to the Heichal, and one was on the other side when you were at the other side of the entranceway, was you going from the entranceway actually into the Heichal. So one set was from the Ulam into the entranceway, and the second set was from the entranceway into the Heichal. That's why it says Heichal and Kodesh. So continuing, that was the pasuk that brings the proof. Hachitzonos niftachos l'toch ha-pesach l'chatzos ovyo shel kozel. The outer doors, that means on the Easter side, the doors that were adjacent to the ulam, as we said before, they opened up and covered the entire thickness of the walls and then the entranceway, v'apnimios, and the second set of doors, those that were adjacent to the heichal, niftachos l'toch ha-bayis, they actually opened into the bayis, which means into the heichal, l'chasos acharat latos, and they covered up the walls when those doors were fully opened. And what's very interesting is the entire inner cavity of the Heichal was covered with gold. It was plated with gold. It says as follows, so kol habayis tuach bazav. Everything was plated with gold, but the exception was the walls and the thickness of this entryway going from the Ulam and the Heichal. Those were not covered with gold. And in addition, the walls in the Heichal that would be covered when the second set of doors were open, those were not covered with gold as well. Why? Because when all the doors were opened, the doors themselves were made of gold, so you did not have to plate gold on the walls themselves, because the walls themselves that were covered by the doors, they didn't need to be plated by gold, just the doors needed to, because you never see that the doors, that the walls were not plated. They're covered by the doors when the doors are open. Shekol ha-bayis toach basat zahav, and the entire bayis inside was covered, plated with gold, chutz me'acharat latah, with the exception of the backs of those doors, in other words, what was covered, the walls that were covered with those doors, when the doors were open, because the doors were made of gold. Now, Rabbi Yehuda is going to have a different take on things, and he's going to say that, in fact, the doors, he's going to agree, two sets of door, and each of them was 10 amos high and 5 amos wide, but he's going to be of the view that the doors themselves were folding doors. So even though each of them was 5 amos wide, but there was effectively a hinge in the middle of it, and it would fold into 2.5 and 2.5. And his view was that when the doors opened, they both sets opened into the entranceway leading from the Ulam to the Heichal. So the second set of doors on the western side did not open to the Heichal itself. We had folding doors. They folded up. Each of the doors became 2.5 and 2.5. And accordingly, they all folded into the entranceway itself. And because 2.5 and 2.5, when they folded, that's a total of 5 amos. And the other thing that he says is both of the doorposts were inside the entranceway. According to the Tanakhama, just the first set of the doorposts were in the entranceway. The second set were outside. And then, in fact, the Tanakhama, just to get a little bit more complicated, as if it's not complicated enough, according to the Tanakhama, those doorposts of the first set of doors were 1 amos each. And when the door opened, the door was 5 amos each. That's why the whole thickness was covered with 6 amos. According to Rabbi Yehuda, as we'll see shortly, his view that the doors that were 5 amos wide, each of them, they folded in half. Each was 2.5 and 2.5. And when you open them, you have the inner set of the doors, when you have the outer set of the doors, that were folding inside the entranceway, that was going towards the west, and you had the other set of doors that would have opened into the Heichal, according to the Kama. No, they actually opened as well into the entranceway. It was 2.5 as well. So we have 5 almost of doors, because they're half doors, folded doors, covering up the thickness, and because the posts of the doors were also inside, both sets of doors, each one was only 0.5 amma on each side. So we have half a doorpost, we have 0.5 amma for the first doorpost, and then we have the two doors that are folded, so each is 2.5 ammas, and then you have another doorpost at the end, that's 0.5 amma, that is a total of 6 ammas that those walls were covered, and accordingly there was no gold just in that area, but inside the Heichal, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there would be gold on the walls that otherwise, according to the Tanakhama, would have been covered by the second set of doors. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Besocha Pesach Hayu Omdos, Rabbi Yehuda was of the view that the hinges were all in the entranceway. Both of the lentils are in the entranceway. The doorposts, who can mean itstarima hayu v'nikfalot la'achoreim, and they were folding doors, and they folded back. both sets of doors folded into the entranceway. Elu shnei amos v'mechsa. These were 2.5 amos. Elu shnei amos v'mechsa. So both sets of doors folded inside, and each had a width of 2.5 amos. Chetzi ama mezuzah mikan v'chetzi ama mezuzah mikan. In addition, the doorposts were only half an ama on each side. That's making their total of 6 amos. Shneamar. Then he brings a pasuk. Shteim latot latot. Shteim usabat latot. Shteim ledelas echad u'shtei latot lacheres. In the English, it says there were 2 doors for each one of the doors, 2 swinging doors, 2 doors for one door and 2 doors for the other. If you look in the Bar Tanura, where he says what's going on, you should never shtayim latot latot shtayim alma. Accordingly, the drasha of Reb Yehuda in understanding this pasuk is kol delet v'delet haisa chaluka l'shtayim. Each door was divided in 2, so we have 2 sets of doors. And each of the doors themselves are divided and folding into 2. So it's 2.5 amas for each of the doors when they were opened. Mishnah Beis continues talking about the entrance or the entrances into the Heichal. And it tells us that in addition to the main entrance that was called the Shar Hagadol that we talked about in the prior Mishnah, there were an additional 2 smaller entrances, one on the northern side of the Shar Hagadol and one on the southern side of the Shar Hagadol. Mishnah Beis says as follows, Usnei Pishpashin Hayula L'Shar Hagadol. There were an additional 2 smaller entrances, gates, in addition to the Shar Hagadol that we talked about in the prior Mishnah. And one of the smaller ones, Echad B'Tzafon V'Echad B'Darom, one was on the northern side, one is on the southern side. Shebedarom Lo Nichnas Bo Adam Le'olam. The one on the southern side was never used by people. No one ever entered via that gate. V'alav Humefurash Al-Yedei Yechezkel. In fact, this is a pasuk that was told to Yechezkel, talking about the Bayit Shlishi, applies also to the Bayit Sheni, Shenemar. V'yomer Lai Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to me, records Yechezkel, Hashar Hazeh, this entrance, talking about the southern small gate, Hashar Hazeh Sagur Yeh, it shall remain closed, Lo Yifasech, it should not be open. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu will enter it. It will remain shut. And this is a muster here. It's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to go through a gate. The concept here is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can get in anywhere, anytime, any place. Doesn't need a key. We always have to be aware that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us at all places in all times. Even when we're closed in our own personal residence and our own personal rooms, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there and can get in at any time. So that's the message here. That southern room, that southern entrance was not used by anyone except, quote-unquote, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the northern one, the small door on the northern side, that was the one that was actually used to enter. They didn't enter through the Shar Hagadol, the main entrance we talked about in the prior Mishnah. They actually entered through the small door, talking about the first time, in order to open up the main door. So this is in the morning. Everything was locked the night before, and now to open up the Shar Hagadol, they didn't do it from the Ulam to get into the Heichal. They actually, according to the Tanna Kamma, entered the smaller door on the southern side, and then they opened up the inner door of the entranceway from the Ulam to the Echel, and then they opened the outer set of doors. So first were the inner set of doors and the outer set of doors that we talked about in the prior Mishnah. So here we have it inside our Mishnah. Natal Asamavteach, the Kohen who was responsible for opening the gates, he took the appropriate key, Upasach Es HaPishpash, and he opened the Pishpash, that is the small door on the southern side, the small gate on the southern side, V'nichnas La'ata, and he entered into what was called the Ta. It's a small chamber on the northern side, and so he would go in there, and then he would take a route, make a left, and then in front of him, he would take another left, in front of him was the inner door that we talked about, of the 2 sets of doors, inner door. He opened that, then he walked through the thickness of the walls, we said it's 6 amos, and then he opened the outer door, which led right to the ulam. So natal asamavteach, upasach es hapishpash, v'nichnas la'ateh, he went into the teh, umateh la'echel, he went to the heichal, and then he opened the double sets of doors from the inside. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he had a different take. Rabbi Yehuda said there was actually an entranceway that once you entered through that small door, that small pishpash on the southern side, there was actually a route to walk through the thickness of the wall, and that took you between the 2 sets of doors. So between the Ulam and the Heichal, you have the outer sets of doors, you have the inner sets of doors, and there's a gap between them. The wall thickness of the wall is 6 amos. So you would actually have a passageway through the thickness of the wall, and the Kohen would wind up between the 2 sets of doors. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, B'soch Ovio, Shal Kosal Yamahalach, he would go through the thickness of the wall, Ad Shenimtza Omed Ben Shnei HaSharim, until he was standing between the 2 sets of gates. the inner gate, the outer gate, upasachat achitzonos mibifnim, and he opened the outer gate, that's the one that led immediately to the ulam from the inside, vetapnimios mibachutz, and he opened up the inner doors that led immediately into the heichal. He did that from the outside. So he opened the two gates from the same location. The outer gate, he was opening from the inside. The inner gate, he was opening from the outside. And that's how the Shar HaGadol was opened in the early morning. That's how the entrance was opened up to enable the Kohanim who were needed to go from the Ulam into the Heichal. Mishnah Gimel is a fascinating Mishnah. It tells us that outside the outer wall of the Heichal, which was 6 amos thick, very thick, there was actually a whole set of chambers. Each one is called a Tah, which we can call a cell or a small room or a chamber. And these chambers were located almost all around the outside of the Heichal wall. In fact, it was on the northern side, southern side, and the eastern side. So 3 of the sides, not on the western side, because on the western side was the Ulam itself. So the Ulam was on the western side. And accordingly, around the outside wall of the Heichal, we have these chambers. It was actually, interestingly, on 3 floors as well. There was 3 floors of them, one on top and the other. And Mishnah Gimel is going to discuss the structure of these chambers. That use was actually to store valuable items in the Beis HaMikdash. Mishnah Gimel says as follows, Shloshim u'shmona tayim ayusham. In total, these chambers, there were 38 of them, as we said, on the north, south, and eastern sides of the Heichal, right outside, adjacent to the Heichal building. Chamisha asar b'tzavon, 15 of the 38 were on the northern side. Chamisha asar b'damar, another 15 of them were on the southern side. That's for a total of 30. Ushmone b'marav, and 8 on the western side. And it went as follows. There were actually 3 levels, one on top of the other. So on the eastern, on the northern and southern sides, there were 5 on the one floor, and then another 5 on top of them, another 5 on top of them, for a total of 15. So on the northern and south, Shebetzafon, Shebedorim, Chamisha, Agabe Chamisha, northern side, southern side, across the whole outer wall of the Heichal, there were these chambers, 5 on top of 5, Chamisha Gal Gabeim, another 5 on top, for a total of 15, 3 stories of them, Shebemarav, and on the western side, Shlosha Al Gabe Shlosha, the floor had 3 of these chambers, one side by side, with a thick wall in between each of them, and on top of that, Shlosha Al Gabe Shlosha is 3, and then on top of them, another 3, and on top of that, Ushnaim Al Gabeim, and 2 on top, so the first floor had 3, the second floor had 3, and the top floor had another 2. That's for a total of 8 on the western side. So if you have 15 on the north, 15 on the south, and 8 on the west, that is the total of 38 of these chambers that we had. And each of them had 3 walls, 3 entrances, 3 doors to get into it. And they were as follows. It's not each of them. We're going to see an exception shortly. Echad lata min hayamin. So one entrance was to get to the cell that was on its right side, ve'echad lata min hasmol, and also a door to get to the cell on its left side, because they were side by side, ve'echad lata shal gabav. And in addition, there was a door to get up through the roof to the cell right above it. Now, that only existed, the one above, that existed for the cells, the chambers on the bottom floor and the middle floor, but not the cells on the top floor. They did not have a way to access the roof. That would be the roof on top of them. Now, we're going to talk about one exception, and it's going to be a very important cell. And before we go on to the balance of our Mishnah, I'm just going to back up a little bit and see what we saw in Mishnah Beis. So when it came to Mishnah Beis, we said that to enter into the wall of the, into the Heichal, what the Kohen would do is that he would enter not the main door to get into the Heichal, but he entered on the southern side. There was what's called a Pishpash, a smaller door, and he had the key, and he walked in that smaller door, and he went into one of the Taz. He went into the northeastern chamber, so that is one of the 38 that we're talking about. So he entered into that, so he went into that chamber from the Pishpash. So now we see that there is an entrance from the pishbash into that northeastern cell, that ta, and also from the northeastern cell into that small door. So that's one of the doors that we'll talk about, an additional one, unusual one. All the others we said have three doors, and some of them, the ones on the top, have only two because they don't have one going to the roof. Now we're going to talk about one that has five, and that's that northeastern cell, that northeastern ta that we talked about back in Mishnah Beis. So there we saw that the Kohen enters into the Pishbash, into this northeastern ta, this northeastern cell, and what he would do is he walked into it, and then he used another door to enter into the Heichal. So that's another second door, that's an additional door that this northeastern cell has. So now let's get back to our Mishnah. It says, Uvakeren Mizrachit Tzvonit, on the northeastern side. This was right adjacent to the Ulam on the northeastern side. Hayu Chamisha Psachim, that is the Ta, that is the cell, that is the small room that had five entrances. And they are as follows. Number one, Echad Lata Mina Yamin, one of them to get to the chamber on its right side, Vechad Lata Shagabav, and another one to get into the Ta that was above, so it was the door in its ceiling to get up. And another one, Vechad Lamesiba, there was another Ta that was used to get to the Mesiba. This we will discuss in Mishnah Hay. This was a ramp that was used to go around the outside of the Heichal and to eventually climb up a ladder to get to the roof. So in order to get to the Mesiba, it was through a door in the northeastern Ta. And the number four was Ve'echad LePishbash, the one we just mentioned from Mishnah Beis. It had an entrance to get into that Pishbash, or in order to enter from the Pishbash into this Ta, when the Kohen would be opening it up in the morning. And number five, Ve'echad LeHeichal, as we mentioned in Mishnah Beis as well, there was also a door to go from this Ta, this northeastern cell, in order to get to the Heichal itself. So a total of five entrances for that northeastern chamber. Mishnah Dalet continues talking about that area around the outside of the Heichal. As we said before, the wall of the Heichal, outer wall of the Heichal, was 6 amos in width and thickness. Right outside of that were the cells, the Taz, these chambers, and there were actually three stories of them, one on top of the other, as we mentioned. And then was the outer wall of those cells. So in total, we're going to talk about the thickness now of the wall of the Heichal, and the width of the cell itself, and the outer wall of the cell. So in total, that was 17 amas. Total of 17 amas. Now, the outer wall of the cells was a set 5 amas. That was 5 amas. So that left 12 amas for the width, the thickness of the Heichal wall, and also for the width of the Ta itself. That left 12 amas. Now, what's interesting is that would be variable depending on which floor we are on. So for the bottom floor, and even before that, when it comes to the wall of the Heichal, the wall of the Heichal was thicker on the bottom and got narrower as it went up for structural solidity purposes. So it was 7 amos on the bottom, that's the wall of the Heichal, and then it went to 6 amos and then to 5 amos. And because the wall of the Heichal was getting more narrow, that means the cells that were right next to it actually got less narrow. They got wider. So, for example, on the bottom floor, as we said, the wall of the Heichal had a thickness of 7 amos. The cell had a width of 5 amos for a total of 12 amos. But when you went up to the next floor, because the width, the thickness of the wall of the Heichal went down to 6 amos, the cell that was right next to it got wider to 6 amas. So instead of 5, like the one on the bottom, it went up to 6. And on the third floor, because the thickness of the wall of the Heichal went down to 5 amas, then the cell next to it went up to 7 amas. So we have a reverse relationship between the thickness of the Heichal wall and the thickness, the width of the cell. They're all going to be equal to 12. So the bottom floor was 7 and 5. 7, the thickness of the wall, and 5, the width of the Ta. And then the one above that, the wall became 6, and the Ta was 6. And the one above that, the third story up, the wall became even thinner, down to 5. So the cell went up to 7. So that's what we're going to see in our Mishnah. Mishnah Dalet says as follows, Hatachtona, the bottom floor had the width of Chamisha. He's talking about the cell itself, not the wall. So the cell had a width of 5. Chamisha Verovet Shisa, right above it, it had a ceiling slash floor of the above cell. So between one cell, the bottom cell, and the above cell, there was a roof for the bottom cell and a floor for the above cell. So that divider between the two, that roof, floor, etc., that was not 5 amos, that was 6 amos, that was the length, the width of the cell that was above. So for the second floor, it would have to go up 1 amah, so the cell in the same width would sit on that ceiling there. So it says as follows, HaTachtona Chamisha V'Rovachisha, that bottom floor had a cell that was 5 amos wide. On top of it was a roved, that's the floor ceiling, that was of 6 amos, because the cell right above it was 6 amos, v'emtzayis shisha, and that middle cell that was wider than the one right underneath it, the one below was 5, this one is 6, and right above it was a roved sheva, was a roved, that floor stop slash ceiling, it's a ceiling for the second floor, the floor for the third floor, that was 7 amos in width, because ha'aliona sheva, because the cell right above it was 7 amos in width as well. And this is reflected in the pasuk Shne'emar Hayetzia, that is talking about the bottom cell, HaTachtona, the bottom cell, Chamesh Ba'ama Rachva, is 5 amos in width. So that's the floor number one. V'HaTichona, the middle cell, Shesh Ba'ama Rachva, is 6 amos wide. V'Ashlishis, and the top floor, the third floor, Sheva Ba'ama Rachva, is going to be 7 amos in width. That's talking about the width of the cells increasing. It goes from 5, then to 6, and then up to 7. Mishnah Hay continues discussing the structure of the Heichal, and as we mentioned, outside, adjacent to the outer walls of the Heichal, was the Ta system. That was the 38 cells on 3 different floors, floor 1, floor 2, floor 3. That was adjacent to the outer wall of the Heichal. So we had that Ta, and then outside those whole Ta areas, there was another wall that was the outer wall of those chambers. What we're going to talk about now is even outside the wall of those cells. We had the wall of the Heichal, and then outside of that we had those cells, those chambers, and then outside of that we have the wall of the cells. We have a ramp that would go, it would run on the entire northern side of the Heichal from the east to the west going up. And as we will see shortly, that was, and we've talked about before, from the northeastern cell, so that was the one adjacent to the Ulam, that was actually talking about the cell on the second floor up, you would exit that cell and be able to enter this ramp that would take you on the northern side, and it would lead you up to the roof on top of the Ta area. This is not the roof of the Heichal itself. The Heichal itself was much, much higher. It was 100 amas high. So this would take you to the roof of the cell area. So Mishnah says as follows, a mesiba, that is a ramp that goes around. Ha'isa'ola mikerem mizrachit tzvonit lekerem tzvonit maravit. This ramp took the Kohen, he would exit that cell on the northeastern side, and you go from the northeast up to the northwestern side, so you're walking along the northern side on this ramp going up, and that is where you would exit, Shabaya Olim Lagagos HaTaim. From there, you would exit onto the roofs of the Ta'im area, of the cell area. Haya Ola B'Mesiba, so this is how we would go, we're back on the ramp from the beginning, Haya Ola B'Mesiba, Kohen of Lamaravin, you'll be walking facing towards the west, because you're going from the northeast to the northwest. So that is pointing in the western direction along the entire north expanse of the Heichal, going up that ramp. He lech al kol kol pnei ha'tzavon. So he walked across the entire north of the Heichal on that ramp, achu magila marav, until you got to the west. Now, you got to the top of the ramp in the west. This is the northwestern corner there. And that is where you exited the actual inside, and you got to the top of the roof right above the Ta area, Higiel Amarav. So now you got to the west. And now we're going to talk about walking around the outside of the Heichal. So you walk inside in the north on the ramp, and then you exit, and in order to walk around to the west, you're now outside, so Higiel Amarav, you got to the west. Now you turn towards the south in order to walk on the western side of the Heichal, v'avach panav ledarom. So he turns pointing to the south, hilech al pnei ma'arav ad shumagil ledarom, and you walk the entire outside on top of the roof. You walk on the western side until you get to the southern side. Higiel ledarom. So now he's on the southern side, hafach panav lemizrach. You're going to point towards the east, hayem ahalach bedarom. You're going to walk on the south, not the entire entire amount, not the entire southern area. You're going to stop partway at Chuhu Magia Lepischa Shel Aliyah. What actually happened is that as you're walking along the southern way, you would reach a ladder, and that ladder would take you all the way up. Now, there was a stop along the way. Inside what's going on, and we'll see this in the next mission, inside the Heichal was 100 amas tall, so there were actually two stories inside, the bottom story and the top story. To enter the top story, you actually had to go up this ladder, which was on the southern outside of the Heichal, and you would go basically up halfway, and there would be an entrance to get onto the floor of the second story. So that is how you entered Achu Magia, the Pischa Shel Aliyah, that is the opening of the Aliyah, that is the second story. This is how you entered it from the outside up that ladder, She Pischa Shel Aliyah Pasu El Hadar, because the entrance to get into it, it was open on the southern side, halfway up, going up that ladder, but Pischa Shel Aliyah, Hayushtei Kluna Sochel Eretz, and continuing on the outside of that Pischa Shel Aliyah, that entrance to get onto the second story, there were two beams of cedar, and that was the ladder, to continue going up to the roof of the Heichal. Shebem Ayu Legaga Shel Aliyah, that is how you got to the roof of the second story, the upper story, that's the way, top roof of the Heichal. And now to go back inside the Heichal on that second floor. Now, that second floor, right underneath what is going on, is you have the Kodesh, that's the Heichal, it's what's called, strictly speaking, the Heichal, and the Kodesh Kadosh, and that's what's underneath this entire expanse. Now, inside on the second floor, they had to demarcate where you were, if that you're standing right on top of the Heichal underneath on the first floor, and where you're standing on top of the Kodesh Kadosh, because there were severe limitations on where you could go on top as well. So there was a division on the northern and southern walls to show what was the Heichal underneath and what was the Kodesh Kadoshim underneath. Roshei Pispisin, that is the ends of wooden beams, Mavdilin Ba'aliyah, that would divide up. They came out on the northern and southern sides to show underneath, Bein HaKodesh, the Bein Kodesh Kadoshim, what was the Kodesh? That was the Heichal, which was less Kedusha, and the Kodesh Kadoshim, which was more Kedusha. Vilulim Ayupsuchim Ba'aliyah Lebeis Kodesh Kadoshim. Now, in the floor of the second, in the floor of the second story up, in there, and that is to lead it to the bottom floor, there were like openings or hatches of some sort in the floor of that second story. And why do they have those? The lulim ayipsuchim ba'alila beis kodesh kodeshim, on that second floor up. And if you went through those hatches, you would be able to get to the Kodesh Kadoshim via them. Shebehem ayu mishal shlinas ha'umani b'tevas. In order to fix anything that was necessary in the Kodesh Kadoshim, they would lower the craftsmen inside of boxes. Now, the boxes were closed on three sides and open on one side. Kedesh lo yazuno einem b'beis Kodesh Kadoshim. In order that they should not benefit from looking all around. You want to limit the umanim to be able to see anywhere except that where they needed to fix something. Let's see the Bartanura. The Bartanura says as follows, why would they let down the umanim, these craftsmen, through these hatches on the second floor downward? They would lower them down. They would be in these tevos inside these boxes, and they would lower it via a rope, so that they should not have benefit looking around. So it was all closed up except on one side. They would be able to fix what they needed. Don't look around, because that was a severe iser, and just get out of there. So that was the way to get. Again, we took that ladder up on the southern side, on the outside of the Heichal. There was an entrance part way up. That was the entrance, and inside of that, they had a divider between the northern side and the southern side. There were dividers on the northern and southern walls to show what was underneath, what was the Kodesh Kadoshim, and what was the Heichal. And in the area to get to the Kodesh Kadoshim, there were hatches to get into the Kodesh Kadoshim from above, but they would only lower them down in these boxes in order for the craftsmen to not be able to look around. Mishnah Vav, and thereafterward Mishnah Zayin, will talk about the dimensions of the Heichal. In Mishnah Vav, we'll talk about the height of the Heichal, which was on 100 amas, and Mishnah Zayin will talk about the length and the width of the Heichal. Mishnah Vav says as follows, V'ha-Heichal mea, al-rum mea, the Heichal was 100 in length, 100 in width, and also 100 in height. The height is the subject of our Mishnah, and we are going to track that going from the floor, from the ground, all the way up to the top of the Heichal. It starts as follows, at the bottom of the structure on the ground, Ha'otem Sheish Amos, the Otem was a platform, Basically, it served as the foundation to support the entire structure of the Heichal. So that was six amos thick, made of stone. And then above that, Vigavo Arba Imama, the first floor, there were actually two floors of the Heichal. So the first floor was 40 Amma. So that's between the Otam, which was a solid material, and to the next area up, there was a 40 Amma height cavity. That was the first floor of the Heichal. And then when you get to the top of the first floor, there was an Amma Kior, an Amma thickness of decorative stone that jutted out. And in, above that, Vamasayim based Dilfa, there were two Ammas of based Dilfa, which were heavy wooden beams that would support what was above it. What was right above it was Va'ama Tikra, the Amma thickness of the ceiling. And above that, Va'ama Ma'aziva, another Amma thickness of stone and plaster, that served as the floor for the second story. So we've gone through the first story, and as we said, six amas at the bottom was the otem, and then open cavity of 40 amas, and then we had above that another one, two, three, four, five amas, and the first am of that was decorations that jutted out, and then we had another two amas of structural beams. Then we had one Amma of the ceiling and another Amma, which was the floor of the room above the second story. Now we're going to go on to the second story and see fairly similar structure. The Gova Shel Aliyah Arba'im Amma, above that flooring there, we have another cavity, second floor, second story, 40 Ammas in height. And again, we have Amma Kior, one Amma at the top of that 40. Right above that 40, we have one Amma of decorations, Vamasayim Beis Dilfa, and another two Ammas called the Beis Dilfa, as we saw in the bottom floor. And that was the heavy wooden beams to support the structure above, Amma Tikra, to support the roof above it. So one Amma of the Tikra, Amma Ma'aziva. And in addition, we had another Amma of stones and plaster, Veshalosh Amos Machem. What's different from below? We just went above and below. We had the same thing. We have both for the first story and the second story. We have one Amma of decorations and two Ammas for structural beams and another Amma for the ceiling and another Amma for flooring on the top. It's flooring for the roof. But as follows, above that, Veshalosh Amos Ma'akad. There were also another three Amos of the fence that went around the perimeter of the roof. And for the 100th Amma right above that, Va'ama Kale Orev, there was an iron thin structure that went around the, on top of that Ma'akeh, on top of the fence, and it was a very sharp to keep birds away. So that's why it's called Kale Orev. That area was one Amma for chasing the crows away, chasing the birds away, so it was sharp, so they wouldn't be able to sit down on top of the fence around. Rabbi Yudomer, he has one difference. He says in the computation, Lo haya Kale Orev Ole Min Amida, that 100th Amma that you said, the Tanakama, the Kale Orev, that one Amma of the iron structure around that was sharpened to keep the birds away, that did not count in the 100. That was on top of the 100, but rather Ella Arba Amos Hayamaakeh. The Ma'akeh itself was not three Amos, it was four Amos, and that's going to get you to 100. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, that structure, that Kale Orev, to keep the birds away, that was on top of the 100. It's not included in the dimensions of the 100 height of the Heichal. Mishnah Zayin is fairly technical, so if you can have a graph, a chart, a map in front of you of the Heichal, that would be very helpful. We are now going to track the dimensions going from east to west, and thereafterward from north to south. So Mishnah Zayin says as follows, Mahamizrach Lemarav, going from east to west, on the eastern side is the Ulam, on the western side we pass through the Kodesh Kedoshim to the end of the Heichal. The entire dimension is as follows, Mea Amma, 100 Amma. And now we're going to go into the detail, starting at the front side on the eastern side, Kosala Ulam Chamesh, the first wall, outer wall of the Ulam is 5 Amos thick, Va'ulam acharasar, and the ulam itself, that's the open cavity of the ulam, was 11 amas. And then the next wall going back is the adjoining wall between the ulam and the heichal, kosal heichal, the outer wall of the heichal, sheish, and that is 6. And we'll see that all around, that the wall of the heichal is 6 all around as we go through the dimensions. And now we're going again from east to west. We get into the heichal, and we have the chamber of the heichal, v'socho, arba'im ama, 40 amas of the heichal itself, ama traxin. And now when we go from the heichal to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, there was in the Bayis Rishon a dividing wall, and the Bayis Sheni was two curtains, and those curtains were hung on the size of an amma, meaning there was an amma between them, and one curtain on one side, one curtain on the other side, and between them that amma. So we're counting the one amma there. So amma traxin between the curtains and including the curtains themselves. The esrim amma beis kodesh kadoshim. And now we get into the kodesh kadoshim, or at least the Kohen Gadol once a year gets into the kodesh kadoshim, and that was an additional 20 ammas. And then at the back end of the kodesh kadoshim, again kosal heichal sheish, the ending wall of the heichal is 6 thick as well. And thereafterward, and we've talked about this earlier in this karek, we had around the wall of the heichal on the outer side the whole structure of the taz, of the chambers that were all around there. So now we're getting into those chambers. Vatashesh, and the ta was 6. We're talking about at the middle level of the ta. We said there were 3 different levels with different dimensions. We're at the middle level, and that was 6 inside the chamber of the ta. And then kosal ta chamesh, and then way back end, the wall of the ta afterward, this is the way outer wall, that was 5 as well. So that is for a total of 100 going from east to west. And now we are going to go from north to south. And before we get into this, as we'll see in our Mishnah, going from north and south, if we are measuring the dimensions north to south at where the ulam is located, which is on the eastern side, that is going to be 100 amas going from north to south. 100 amas north to south. However, the ulam was on a north-south basis was much longer than the rest of the heichal. The heichal itself, the heichal including the Kodesh Kedoshim and all the ta area, that was 70 amas. So first we're going to track the 70 amas going north to south on the western side of the complex, and thereafter we're going to add another 30 amos from the ulam. 15 amos is going to be on the northern side, 15 on the southern side, as we'll get into in our Mishnah. So minat safon ledarom shivi mama, when we are looking on a north-south basis, and we're going to go from north to south, it is 70 amos as follows. Kosal hamisiba chamesh. There was the misiba, we talked about it earlier in our perek, that this was the ramp that was used to be taken up to the roof above the ta, so on the roof, and then it was used eventually, you had to walk around the roof there to get to a ladder and take that ladder to the top of the, to the roof of the heichal. So as follows, minatzaf on the darm shivi mama, kosal hamisiba chamesh. There was actually a wall on the other side of that ramp. This was the northernmost wall of the heichal, so that was 5 amos wide. And then you get to that ramp, hamasiba shalosh, that was 3 amos. Kosel hata chamesh, and now we're getting to the outer wall of the ta, that was another 5. Vata shesh, and the inner chamber of the ta was 6. Kosel heichal shesh, now we get to the heichal itself, the wall, outer wall of the heichal was 6 amos. Visocho esrimama, and inside the heichal, this is in the chamber of the heichal, going on a north to south basis, was 20 amas. And now we get to the more southern side of the heichal, kosal heichal sheish, another 6 for that outer wall of the heichal itself. And now we get to the ta area, vata sheish, the next ta was 6 amas, and the wall, the kosal ta chamesh, and the wall of the kota, the wall of the ta was another 5. And then we get to something new, a base horadas hamayim shalosh amas. There was an area, a very long strip. It was 3 amas thick, and that was what we're talking about, the thickness right now, but it was much longer. And the water from the roof of the heichal would go into that area, so that 3 amas thickness area, so that was 3. And then the outer wall, v'akosa chamesh amos, that was the total outer wall, 5 amas. So that is a total of 70 amas going on north south basis, going from north to south. But this is when we are talking about on the western side of the Heichal, that's the Heichal and the Kodesh Kodashim, but not the Ulam. The Ulam is on the east. That actually went further to the north and further than to the south. They went an additional 15 Amos to the north and an additional 15 Amos to the south. That's talking about the Ulam, for a total of 30. So we're going to eventually now decipher that it was 70 Amos that we just went through. That is on the western side, and another 15 and 15 on the north and the south, for a total of 30. That is going to be the total of 100 Amos on a north-south basis if we are looking at the Ulam area. So now to get back into this Ulam, that area, the Ulam, which was on the east side of the Heichal, Odef Alav Chamesh Esre Amma Min Atzofen, that's an additional 15 Amos jutting out in the north, Chamesh Esre Amma Min Adarim, an additional 15 Amos jutting out into the south. And inside of each of those areas that jutted out, there were two chambers there. And it says as follows, Hayanikra Beis HaChalifos, both of those chambers, they were called the same thing, the chamber of the knife. What did they do in those chambers? Shesham Gonzim Esasakinim, the Kohanim would there store their knives that they needed for Shechita. So those were the two rooms that they used to store their knives. And now we continue just on a high level, as we see here that the Heichal, it was set on a north-south basis, it was 70 on the west and 100 on the east, as follows, Heichal Tzar Me'acharav, the Heichal was narrow in back of it, that's talking about on the western side, that was 70 Amas, and Veracha Milafanav, and it was wider in front, in other words, on the eastern side, that was 100 Amas, V'doma La'ari, and it was similar to a lion. A lion is very wide in the front, if you look at the face of the lion, very wide, and the body is more narrow, and this is reflected in the Pasuk in Yeshayahu, Hoy Ariel, Ariel, Kiryas Chana v'David, oh, Ariel, Ariel, city where David encamped. Ariel is talking about the Heichal building. Sometimes Ariel is referring to the Mizbeach itself. Here it's referring to the Heichal building. So, hoy, Ariel, Ariel, Kiryas Chana v'David. Why is it talking about an Ariel lion, when it is comparing it to the Heichal building? Maha'ari Tsar Ma'achorav, just like a lion is very narrow in back, the body is narrow, V'racham Elefanav is very wide at its face. Afa Heichal Tsar Ma'achorav, V'racham Elefanav, and the same thing with the Heichal, it's narrow in the back and it is wide at the Ulam side of it. So that reflects the Ari and the Ulam, the Ari and the Heichal building. They have a similar structure, wide in the front and narrow in back.